Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Turkey's ruling party heads to victory. With 95% of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is ahead in Sunday's parliamentary election.
Bugün kazanan vardır. O da
the Prime Minister declared victory for his party. Four of the 16 parties on the ballot appear poised to win seats in the National Assembly, with the Justice and Development Party, AKP, clinching a narrow majority. The pro-Kurdish HDP, which topped the required 10%, and two other opposition parties, the MHP and CHP, also earned seats in the Assembly. An aviation official says the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air a day after the Metro jet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Almost all of the passengers on board were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies in both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. A Russian member of the investigation team says fragments of the Airbus A321 are scattered over a large area. Militants claiming affiliation to the Islamic State said they shot down the jet, but aviation and military experts believe the group does not have missiles that could have reached the plane's altitude of 9,100 meters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. The two held talks in the city of Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts. The meetings are aimed at reassuring them of American engagement in the region. This is VOA News.